It's okay now.
Oh, well.
Is it okay now? No. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, just turn it down.
所以这个是我的问题啊，我想不是胡适弟兄姊妹的问题啊，可以吗？
太难。
OK， 啊，感谢主。那我们就从开始。刚刚下一个问题，我们觉得今天的聚会怎么样
？OK， I repeat my first question. How do you feel about our meeting today？
好，觉得好吗
？Do you feel good about it？
那除了这个以外，还有谁什么交通？
And other than that, what can you share about it?
我们可不可以说好的另外一个解释就是说有主的同在，蛮有主的同在。
The other, you know, it's good because we have the abundance of God with us.
我们的聚会，我们诗歌，你会的诗歌，我们就带来了圣灵的充满，带来恩高的同在。
And we, the songs that we sang is full of abundance of God with us.
因为我们唱的诗歌是求主使用我一生。
And then we sang the song that we're asking God to use our lives.
你相信不相信主耶稣会垂听这个祷告？
Do you believe that God will listen to this prayer?
好像非常安静啊。
I think you are very quiet today.
我们相信主要垂听这个祷告。
We believe that God will listen to our prayer.
今天的聚会主要的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of our meeting here today?
主要是说到三件事情。
We need to talk about three things.
或者说一件事情。
Or maybe one thing.
就是我在这里带着祷告跟祝福。
And here I come with prayer and blessing.
当主再来的时候，
as our Lord come back,
你我都得着主的称赞。
You and I will receive the praise of our Lord.
得着主给你我的快乐和喜乐。
The joy and happiness that our Lord will give us.
另外要以耶稣基督一同的作王。
And then we will be reigning with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么另外有一件事情我不晓得一起安排有没有帮我们点名一下，今天在这边的 Use 跟央尔道好不好，你把他们或者说他们可不可以把自己的名字稍微跟我们讲一下。
There's a special things I guess we want to do is all the youth young adult, maybe you can tell us your names here.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为人的名字是最可爱。
Because names are very precious
因为我最近我们这弟兄姊妹我们觉得好像对央道或者是义务时好像被他们的表明出来主的爱不够。
And because there's some feeling that we do not have enough love for the young adults and the youth.
我想中国人有这个习惯啊，比较没有这个习惯。美国人我们都知道他对自己的孩子说 I love you
And the Chinese really is not used to it, but the Americans, they would say, I love you all the time.
I don't
know how many of your parents among the youth and young adults that they would say, I love you to you.
Okay. 首先我不晓得刚阿公有没有怎么带你那个把他们名字跟我们稍微提一下。
Oh, you want me to name them?
Yeah.
Okay.
然后我有机会可以喝水。
Okay, that's Stephen. Stephen, oh, as I call them. Okay, Stephen, stand up and then you can sit down. Stephen, Junfei,
okay.
Daniel Yu, Sandy Yu. Okay, welcome back, Bobby Chan.
Okay.
Jack.Jerry, and then Adam, Uncle Tony, Justin, Vincent, Daniel Lee, Timothy Lee, Davina Hong, welcome home, Kelly, Josh Webb, Samuel, Daniel Tai. Okay, are they all over there? Jessica, Angela, Ben, is that all? Chris, where are you? Oh, you're in the middle. Chris. Oh, there's Stella. Stella, Sky, Rosemary. Who's Rosemary? Jessica already named. Where's George? Where's George? Oh, okay. Oh, 还有 Li Yue. I think there's some missing, but it's up to them to get them next week.
最后我介绍, 这个是 Uncle Emil. 我有时候我第一个我们要为着这些年轻的弟兄姊妹他们坐在这里听翻译。
And first we would for these people's sake they are here just listening to the translation.
那么也许往往对不起你们会觉得你们是 second citizen.
And you will probably feel that you are second citizen, second class citizen.
事实上不是,
but you are not.
你们是神的杰作,
you are the workmanship of God.
你们是父母所爱的,
you are loved by our Lord.
是整个这个我们的教会这个大家庭所爱的弟兄姊妹朋友。
And you are loved by this big family.
如果你愿意这些做家长的这些年长的我们这些做父母亲的或甚至年轻的这个不是养老道的我们愿意说我们爱你。
And we are willing to say young adults and you, we love you.
会不会太多吗?
Is that too much goosebumps?
我们一起说一次, okay, 我们说我们爱你, 我们愿意为你们祷告。
And we can say that we love you and we'll pray for you.
我们起来, 我们爱你, we'll 我们愿意为你们祷告。 我们再说一次, 我们爱你,
and we'll pray for you.
我们愿意为你们祷告。 下面一个, 你知道为什么我要花时间在这上面吗?
Do you know why I want to spend some time on that?
时间乃是表明我们对于某一件事情 就爱好.
And time, when we spend time on something, that means we love that.
我们花时间来是因为表明神爱我们，我们应该彼此的相爱。
And we spend the time because we want to reveal that we love you and God loves you.
今天如果问一个问题，如果主耶稣今天来。 如果今天是最后一天, 你要做什么?
I want to ask a question. If the Lord comes back today and this is your last day, what do you want to do?
Could I ask Justin? You want to answer some question? Uncle Emil will very
Justin.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Follow the Lord, pray the Lord.
跟随主，然后祷告多一点。
感谢主，我想。另外我要问这些做老师的，我也许问老师或者是这个，这个那个做老师的，对学生来讲，学生不喜欢考试，对不对？对不对？有没有学生喜欢参加考试的？
Maybe I'll ask the teachers also, do the students like to take examination?
You don't need to study? Okay. 问老师, 为什么做老师要给学生考试? 为什么?
We ask teacher Wang, and why is that you will give them tests to your students?
为什么? 为什么给他们考试?
Why do you give them tests?
They study.
就希望小孩子就会可以读书，
盼望他们的学习得到最高的果效，对不对？
To hope that they will get learn from it and to be effective with it.
我想这个是我们的主所说的那个石之杖的银子的比喻。
And this is what the Lord, when He gave us the parable of the 10 minas.
那么在圣经的里头，我们照主的话来看，第十一节就告诉我们。
Maybe we can just read from the scriptures in verse 11.
在十二节说，有一个贵座是这个这贵座是谁？是主的自己。
And in verse 12, it said there's a nobleman, and that's referring to our Lord Jesus.
往远方去，要得国回来。
And he went to a far away and to receive a kingdom and come back.
就说到什么？我就说到我们的主耶稣基督，他经过十字架、死亡、复活、升天，那么还再回到地上来，那么这个是所谓的千年国度。
And this is referring to he will be going away to die there and to be buried, to resurrect, and to come back to the millennium kingdom.
弟兄姊妹朋友们，你相不相信耶稣会再回来？
Brother and sister, do you believe that Jesus will come back again?
如果你相信主耶稣会再回来，请你举手。
If you believe the Lord will come back, please raise your hand.
Okay, 谢谢。他会来做什么？
Why would he come back?
圣经里头告诉我们，他要成了 King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
And 圣经说他是万王之王，万主之主。
你知道主再回来的时候会发生什么变化吗？
Do you know when the Lord come back, what will change?
在昨天的长篇聚会里头，我们就交通到罗马书第八章，万物都在叹息。
And yesterday in the Evergreen meeting, we talked about Romans 8 that everything in the earth is groaning.
我想不只是老年人会叹息，不只是年轻人会叹息，就是万物、花草树木都在叹息。
Not only the old people will groan, young people will groan, but all things, even the plants, they are groaning.
为什么万物在叹息呢？
Why would they groan?
因为他盼望得着拯救。
Because they want to be saved.
那么这个有一个次序，他等候神的耶稣的再回来，然后我们的身体所有的信耶稣的身体得赎，得着拯救。
Because they hope that our Lord will come back again, so our body will be saved also.
当我们信耶稣的时候，我们把耶稣基督接入我们心中了。到灵里头来，我们这个叫做重生得救。
And when we believe in Jesus Christ, we receive Him into our heart, and that is what we call born again and to be saved.
那么在彼得前书第一章告诉我们，我们接受耶稣基督以后，那个有一个这个灵叫做灵魂救恩的果效 ，the soul salvation.
And in 1 Peter tells that after we are saved, then we have this source of salvation.
那么这个是说到我们的魂的拯救，这个魂包括什么？我们的思想、情感、意志。
And also our soul will be changed, will be saved, and that includes our mind, will, and emotion.
叫我们的思想像主，情感像主，意志像我们的主。
So our mind will be like Christ, our emotion and our will be like Christ.
简单来讲，要我们像主耶稣。
In another word, we need to be like the Lord.
但是还有一个拯救，最后的一个拯救。
And then there's another salvation.
要等到主耶稣基督再回来。
To wait for our Lord Jesus to come back.
保罗讲叫身体得赎。
So that our body will be saved, redeemed.
那么这个身体是一个怎么样的身体？
So what is this body?
这是保罗在哥林多前书书章告诉我们，这是一个荣耀的身体。
And this is what Paul had told us. This is a glorious body.
这个荣耀身体是怎么样？
And what is this glorious body like?
我们看主耶稣基督复活以后，他的身体是怎么样？
And when we see our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected, what is his body like?
当主耶稣因着多马有一次向门徒显现的时候，多马不在。
And when our Lord appeared to the disciples, Thomas was not there.
所以主耶稣为了多马缘故，再次向门徒显现。
So for the sake of Thomas, the Lord appeared to them again.
向他们说你们平安。
And say peace to you all.
但是门徒并没有替他开门。
But the disciples did not open the door for him.
耶稣基督荣耀的身体是不受时间空间的限制。
The glorious body is not limited by time and space.
他可以穿过墙，可以穿过门，直接进去。
He can go through the wall and the door.
这是荣耀的身体。
And this is the glorious body.
不再有痛苦。
There will be no pain.
不再有难处。
There will be no difficulty.
不再有眼泪。
There will be no tears.
这是主为我们预备身体得赎荣耀的救恩。
And this is the salvation that our Lord had prepared for us.
那么这个。我们下面就讲到这个主人，他后来第十三节便叫他的十个仆人来。
And we can see that later on this master asked the servants to come back.
仆人是什么意思
？What do you mean by the servant？
仆人就是奴仆。
And servant is the slave.
这个 excellent translation 就是奴隶。
And it's the slave.
没有自己的时间。
You don't have your own time.
没有自己的财产。
You don't have your own possession.
完全听主人的吩咐。
Everything you listen to your master.
然后给每一个仆人十两银子。
And then he gave this servant 10 minas.
10 minas 是相当于三个月的薪水。
And that's about 3 months of wages.
那么第一个我们就看到这个贵胄对仆人的托付。
And first we want to see that how the nobleman had entrusted to his servants.
感谢主，我们有这弟兄里头很好的配搭，所以把一些的大纲帮我们检查出来。第一个问题，什么是银子
？The first question here, what is this 10 minas?
英文来讲就是 money， 对不对
？In other words, those are the money entrusted to us.
银子是指，我们来讲是指着救恩，是指着救赎来说的。
And we can say that this silver is referring to the redemption.
我们可以从马太福音一章二十一节我们来看。
From Matthew chapter 1 verse 21 we can see
耶稣的名字的意思就是把自己的百姓从罪恶里头拯救出来。
The meaning of the name of our Lord Jesus is that he will save his people from sins.
另外我们从马太福音20章28节我们可以看见。
And then from Matthew chapter 20 verse 28 we can see also
这个救赎的代价就是耶稣基督的自己。
The ransom for this salvation is our Lord Jesus Himself.
我们一起来读，正如人子来 ，Doesn't matter English, Chinese, our Lord always understands.
And we can read together, regardless in Chinese or English, our Lord will understand that.
我们可以一起读英文，然后这个中文的弟兄姊妹也可以读中文。我们这次我们读英文，好不好
？Let's read English.
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served.But to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. 人子来是要不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要赎舍命做堕人的赎价。
The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to become the ransom for many.
所以我们讲到这个银子。就是指着救恩，指着救赎来讲的。
So we referring this silver is really representing the salvation and the redemption.
OK， 那么第二个，我们来看这个银子的托付。
And secondly, we can look at this entrusting of the money.
银子的托付，我们可能有各种不同的对圣经的解释。
And we can have a different kind of explanation.
我也尊重弟兄姊妹在圣灵中所得的亮光和启示。
And I will respect your revelation on that.
那在这里头我们讲到两件事。
Here we're talking about two things.
这是按照这个前面的弟兄读经的弟兄给我们的亮光跟启示。
And that the brothers ahead of us had given some revelation with this.
第一个就讲到神的话。
First is talk about the word of God.
你在或者说在因为在在犹大书第一章 第三节翻译作真道。
And in Jude is talking about the true word.
就从前一次交付圣徒的真道。
And that would have been entrusted to the saints from once.
但是如果你看英文的时候第一个字是什么？
So if you look at the English words, what is the first word there?
Uncle Emil, 你的翻译是什么？
The faith is that, right?
什么叫做 faith?
What do you mean by faith?
真道就说到我们的信心。
When you talk about truth, it's with, also related to faith.
神给我们话语就是要我们相信。
God gave us the word so that we can believe in it.
神把他的话托付给你我。
And he entrusts his word into your life and my life.
第二件事情，他所托付的不只是神的话，好像是一个客观的真理。
And he also entrusts you not just the word, it's also like objective fact.
第二个，他乃是把主的恩典托付给你我。
And secondly, he entrusts us with his grace, his salvation.
为什么把恩典托付给你我呢？
Why did he entrust us with the grace?
因为我们凭着自己没有办法活出耶稣基督的自己。
Because by our own self we cannot live as like Christ.
我们要借着信心。
But only through faith.
我们要借着恩典。
And through the grace.
这个是我们实行的路。
And this is the path we need to work on.
在使徒行传第二十章三十二节。
In Acts chapter 20 and verse 23,
讲到恩典跟神的话的关系。
And talk about the relationship between grace and the word of God.
保罗讲说，如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道。
And Paul said, now I commit you to God, to the word of His grace.
简单来讲，神的托付是什么？把他的话。把他的恩典托付给你我，用最简单一句话来讲，神就把耶稣基督托付给你我。
And meaning that if he commit to us the word of the Lord and his grace, simply speaking, he commit our Lord Jesus to us.
这句话好像有时候觉得好像不太合文法，对不对？
It seems like this sentence is not grammatically correct.
不过我们相信信耶稣的人。那么行道的人，把耶稣活出来的人，你知道到底我们所教导的是些什么？
But if you are in Christ and you would you have lived up with the word, you would know what this means.
Okay, 下一段我们讲到这个贵胄对仆人的考验。
And the next session talk about the testing from the nobleman to the servant.
这个是考试，对不对？
And this is like the examination.
第一个问题，什么是做生意？
And first question, what is mean by doing the business?
我想我们这里有做生意的弟兄姊妹，对不对啊？
I think we have some people here are businessmen.
简单来说，做生意就是将把神给我们的话语和恩典去做属灵的生意。
And simply speaking, is take the grace of God and put it into business.
因为正如同彼得前书第四章十节那边所跟我们所说的。
So like First Peter chapter 4 verse 10 it tells us.
我们一起来读了，个人我们一起来读。
个人要照所得的恩赐，其主如此，
做神百般恩赐的好管教。
In its various forms.
神把恩典托付给你我。
God had commit to us the grace.
把耶稣基督托付给你我。
And trust us with our Lord Jesus Christ.
在地上。能够活出主耶稣基督的事情。
That we can live out a life like Christ in this
earth. 我能够彼此服侍。
That we can serve one another.
能够做神百般恩赐的好管教。
To be good steward for all kind of gifts that God has given us.
还有另外一句简单的话，就是哥罗西书三章二十三节、二十四节。
Another simple phrase is in Colossians chapter 3:23 and 24.
Okay, whatever. You
can read in English.
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as you're working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you receive inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. 我想中文是值得再强调一次。
In Chinese, there's some emphasis.
无论做什么。
Regardless what you do.
都要从心里做。
To do it from the heart.
像是给主做的。
It's like working for the Lord.
今天有时候我们觉得做父母非常劳苦，好像是做儿女的奴隶。
And sometimes parents think that it's very tough. It's like slaves to the children.
但保罗说你是给主做的。
But Paul said you're working for the Lord.
那今天服侍主的时候，有些弟兄姊妹好像很麻烦，那么这个给你挑毛病，那么又给你许多难处。
And today we're serving the Lord, and it seems like there's some brothers may give you a lot of trouble.
但保罗说就是给主做的。
And Paul said, but work as to the Lord.
不是给人做的。
Not work for the man.
因为你们知道，你们要从主那里得着基业为赏赐。
Because you will receive the inheritance from the Lord.
这保罗所说的。从上面招我来的人奖赏
and like Paul said the rewards that come from heaven that call us
这保罗最后的祷告最后的目标他朝着标杆直跑得着耶稣基督从上面招我来的人奖赏
in Paul's prayer in the final chapter that he's going towards the goal that he wants to receive this reward that has been calling him from heaven
你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
As you serve is the Lord Jesus Christ.
好不好？我们一起来读。
Let's read that together.
把你们改成我们。我们所侍奉的乃是主基督。我们再来一次。我们所侍奉的乃是主基督。我现在会交通一个弟兄的见证。
I want to share a testimony of a brother.
这个弟兄是在这个时代里头。为神所大用
and this brother is used greatly by God in this generation
那么他 也可以说是神在这个教会的里头行有许多的神迹奇事
and at church and perform a lot of miracles
在短短二十年里头他们大概有二十个聚会
and in 21 days they had 20 meetings
那么现在这个还继续下去
and they continue on right now
他们开始聚会的时候他们就是借学校啊借那个 shopping center 来聚会
in the beginning they just borrowed from the school and from shopping center to meet in those places
你知道他们那个聚会是上千人的
and they had thousands who will meet together
但你知道借学校的话你需要不需要搬椅子需要不需要 set up microphone 需要 set up 各种的设备
But if you are in the school, you have to put the chairs together, put the sound system together.
啊，他们就这样做，做了好几年。
And they were doing that for many years.
那这个神的仆人，他不只负责要传福音，要讲道。
This servant of God not only he needs to spread the gospel and preach.
另外，他也是参与去 set up.这些设备
and he also needs to join and try to set up all this equipment
那有一次啊他们本来都说安排好就是弟兄姊妹轮流服侍
and one time they already arranged that the brother and sister would take turn to serve him
可是正好有些弟兄姊妹没有来
but some of the brother and sister didn't come
然后他的弟兄就非常的失望
and he was very disappointed
他非常的痛苦
and he was feeling the pain
他说我为什么我要这样做
he asked himself why do I have to do this
人家别的传道人别的神的仆人到的时候礼拜天就是走上讲台去传信息就是了
the other preachers when Sunday come they just go to the podium and just preach
我为什么要帮忙 set up 然后再来传主的信息
and why do I have to help to set this up and then preach
用他自己的话来说
and to use his own word
圣灵提醒他，他说圣灵拍拍他的肩膀。
And the Holy Spirit kind of just pat on his back.
圣灵说：“你知道你所侍奉的是谁吗
？”Said, "Do you know who you are serving?"
感谢主，他得着回答。
Thank the Lord, he got the answer.
他说：“我所服侍和侍奉的是主耶稣基督自己。
”Whom I serve is my Lord Jesus Christ.
他的埋怨，他的痛苦， 全部消失。
All his complaint, all his suffering had disappeared.
这个是一个服侍神的一个秘诀。
And this is a secret of the serving the Lord.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
基督是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
教会，基督永远是教会的头。
And the church, Christ is always the head of the church.
所有的服事从他开始。
All the serving started with him.
所有的维持是借着耶稣基督来维持。
And all these things are maintained by our Christ.
那么所有的结束仍然是借着耶稣基督来结束。
And everything will conclude with Christ.
叫神在凡事上因着耶稣基督得荣耀。
So that God can receive the glory in all things.
他永远是主。
He's always the Lord.
主日的早上的聚会是他是主。
On Sunday morning, He's the Lord.
礼拜五的聚会他是做主的。
In the Friday night Bible study, He is the Lord.
在幼时的聚会里头，他是做主的。
In the youth meeting, He's the Lord.
在姊妹会里头，他是做主的。
In the sister meeting, He is the Lord.
在同工会里头，他是做主的。
In staff meeting, He is the Lord.
神的心意是。基督是一切又在一切的当中。
That's the will of God that Christ is in all and be in all.
像保罗在以弗所书里面告诉我们，在这个世界结束的时候
，and in Paul told us when this world finish，
天上地下一切的都合一在基督的归合在基督的里面。
All the things in heaven and earth will be united in Christ.
所有不属于耶稣基督到哪里去了？
So what happened to those things who don't belong to Christ?
通通不见了。
They all disappear.
是主耶稣的。
Whatever belongs to Christ,
才能够永远长存。
Will last forever.
我们下一段。
The next session.
做生意的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of to be in this business?
也许我们可以问一下那个这个胡医师弟兄，正好坐在前面，你看每个机会都在前面，你认为做生意的目的是什么？
We can ask our brother Wu every time he just sit in the first row, and we can ask him, "What is the purpose of this business?"
啊，对不起，我不是给你找难题。
那那就
他已经说了。那我们是被同一个灵所感的。
Moved by the same spirit.
那么简单来讲，如果托物是银子，对不对
？So if we are entrusted with the silver,
那去做生意。
So to take that into business.
那做生意的目的是什么？
So what is the purpose of that business?
增加银子。
To increase the silver.
我另外一句话来讲，但是这个就增加属灵的银子。
To increase the spiritual silver.
不是属地的银子。
Not belonging to the earth.
从某某位来说。
In another point of view.
我想这个不是圣经中直接的话。
And even though this is directly from the Bible.
或许可以说是
or maybe you can say it is.
我们记得那个施洗约翰怎么讲吗？
Do you remember how John the Baptist said this?
他必增加。
He will increase.
那我呢？
What about me?
OK, 我们继续讲。他必增加。
He will increase.
我必减少。
And I will decrease.
这个是银子的增加。
This is the increase of the silver.
或者说一个不和文华的说法耶稣基督的增加
or maybe even though it's grammatically wrong that increase of Christ
他必增加我必减少
He will increase and I will decrease
你怎么样能够确定你的银子天天是增加的
How do you know your silver is increasing every day
我们活在这地上是一个非常忙的时代
We are living in a very busy generation
不只是当爸爸的忙，妈妈的忙。
Not only the father or mother, they are busy.
我想小孩子更忙，对不对
？I think the children even more are busier.
也许是学跳舞，一学钢琴，或者是什么，whatever you learn.
Maybe it's dance lesson or piano lesson, whatever you're doing.
在这里头，怎么样确定我们银子能够增加
？So how do you be assured that our silver will increase?
在有限的时间的里头，有要选择最重要的。
And some will choose the most important in that time.
我们做任何的事情有一个秘诀。
We have a secret in everything we do.
求主提醒我们，当我们做这个决定、做这个事情的时候，
May God will remind us every time we make a decision if the silver will increase.
会不会使我更像主?
Will it cause me to be more like Christ?
比如说夫妻吵架,
just say we have an argument among the couple.
我们经常喜欢提到保罗所说的, 是可以生气啊, 但是不可含怒到日落, 对不对?
And remember what Paul has said, that you can be angry, but don't let the sun go down with your anger.
如果我们思想到, 如果我们这样生气的话, 会减少我的银子, 那么你会有什么样的反应?
If you think about it, if we become angry, it will decrease our silver. What's your reaction then?
会不会叫你我更像主?
Will it cause us to be more like Christ?
会不会叫主的福音能够更广传?
Will it cause the gospel to be spread more?
会不会拦阻人来到主耶稣基督面前信靠他?
Will it stumble people so they won't come to the Lord and believe in the Lord?
我们昨天常天聚会,
and yesterday Evergreen's meeting,
我们弟兄有提到三句话,
our brother had mentioned three phrases.
我想这个是非常好主的话,
and I think it's very good.
就是在天书和罗尼迦前书第五章里面所说的,
and it was in 1 Thessalonians.
第一个常常喜乐, 对不对?
First is rejoice always.
然后第二个呢?
Second,
不住的祷告, 是不是?
Pray without ceasing. Third,
凡事先, 我们一起来讲,
in all things give thanks.
常常喜乐,
rejoice
不住祷告,
always, pray without ceasing. And give, in all things give thanks.
我为什么特别提到这个事情?
Why do I want to mention that?
我知道昨天我们有一个86岁的年长弟兄来参加我们的聚会。
And yesterday there was an elderly 86 years old.
他说啊，他们那边的一个美国弟兄特别照顾这些年长弟兄。
And their American brothers, they will take care of these elderly.
那么教他们能够活出主的自己。
So that they can live out the life of Christ.
但是他对每个人的交通劝勉也许有点不一样,
but then his sharing may be different to different people.
但是他说这三句话就是针对他跟他姊妹所需要的话,
and he said these three sentences are for him and his spouse.
早上起来的时候他们就一起读主的话, 那么说这些话来提醒自己, 有没有常常喜乐?
In the morning when they study scripture, they will remind themselves, am I rejoicing always?
有没有不住的祷告?
Am I praying without ceasing?
有没有凡事先?
Do I give thanks in all things?
他说这三句话对他们来讲是非常大的帮助。
And they said these three things, three sentences are very great help to them.
他把神所托付给他们的话,
and the words that God had entrusted to them,
存记在心里头,
to hide them in the heart,
也实行主的话,
and also act it out,
借着天天顺服主的话,
and everyday obedience to the word of God,
来增加属灵的银子,
to increase the spiritual silver.
我想我还记不记得我们去年我们也读了路德记, 对不对?
Do you remember last year we studied the book of Ruth?
我不晓得你读路德记的时候印象最深的是什么?
I don't know what is the most impressing to you in the book of Ruth.
我想在第一章的里头有一些圣经节我们是也许永远不会忘记的。
I think in chapter 1 there's a verse, maybe we will never forget that.
那个是路德所说的话。
And that's what Ruth has said.
那个路德所做的见证。
And the testimony of Ruth.
他说, 他跟他婆婆讲说, 不要催我回去。
And she told her mother-in-law that, don't urge me to leave you.
不跟随你。
That I won't follow you.
你往哪里去, 我也往哪里去。
Said, where you go, I will go.
那么下面他就讲说, 你在哪里住宿, 我也在哪里住宿。
Where you stay, I will stay.
你的国就是我的国。
Your people will be my people.
你的神就是我的神。
And your God, my God.
这个是拿俄米, 你认为这是拿俄米所结出来福音的果子吗?
Do you think that's the fruit of the gospel that was born by Naomi?
我以前从来没有这样的感觉跟看见。
Before I have not seen that and before.
我们知道拿俄米的意思是什么?
Do you know what the word Naomi means?
那个有许多荷马的店叫做拿奥米，对不对？
And there's many people named Naomi.
那个慧武，你觉得那个拿奥米是什么意思？
And Grace, what does it mean by Naomi?
就甜，对不对？
Sweet.
但是我们知道，他离开耶路撒冷的时候，离开犹太地的时候，是因为犹太地有饥荒。
But we know that when she left the Israelites, the place of Israel, that there was famine then.
说明他们到摩亚地去。
So they went to the land of Moab.
因为他们那个摩亚地有粮食。
Because there's food in Moab.
可是当他回来的时候，情况是怎么样？
But when she came back, what was the situation?
她死了丈夫，她也死了两个儿子。
She lost her husband and she also lost her two sons.
我们中文讲说，真的，寡妇死了儿子没有指望。
And in Chinese said that when the widow lost the sons, there would be no more hope.
但是我们在这里头能够赞美感谢主。
But in here we can praise and thank God.
你认为Naomi那时候的感觉、那个情况、环境是容易吗？
Do you think it's easy for Naomi on that time?
绝对不是。
No, it wouldn't be.
但是赞美主。
But praise the Lord.
这位主永远是得胜的主。
Our Lord is the victorious Lord.
他永远是慈爱的神。
And He always the gracious God.
他用永远的爱爱拿奥米。
And with His eternal love, He loves Naomi.
拿奥米最可贵的给我们以为一个教训和亮光是什么？
What is the lesson that we can learn from Naomi?
第一个，他懂得悔改。
And first, she can repent.
第二个，她懂得顺服神。
And secondly, she knows to be submissive to God.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
有时候我觉得我传福音，就是我有工作的时候，那么这个我儿女都听话的时候，那些环境顺利的时候，我可以传福音。
Sometimes we think that we will share the gospel when I have the job, when my children are obeying, and when everything is smooth, then I'll share the gospel.
有时候魔鬼也是用这些话来试探我们。
And many times Satan will use these words to tempt us.
像我们这样的人还能服侍神吗？
As people like us, can we still serve God?
一个蒙恩的罪人，一个不完全的人，一个不完的家庭，还能够服侍神吗？
We are just sinner, and then we are so imperfect, we are so bad in the family. Can I serve God?
我永远承认我是一个罪人蒙恩点。
And I will admit that I'm just sinner and saved by grace.
我有许多的难处。
I have many difficulties.
但在这里头我可以感谢神。
But here I can thank God.
借着环境叫我的属灵的因子能够增加。
That I can increase in myself through the situation.
我从拿阿米的见证里头给我，神就直接向我说话，给我极大的鼓励。
And from the words of Naomi, God was speaking to me and encouraged me.
当然，拿阿米的见证。
May the testimony of Naomi.
活在你我的里头。
To live before you and I.
叫我们天天增加属灵的毅力。
So we can increase in our spiritual silver.
把一切荣耀赞美都归给他。
And give God all the glory and praise.
然后下面我们所需要交通的。
And then below I want to share with you here.
我们讲到贵胄对仆人的赏赐和责备。
We will talk about the nobleman, how he award and rebuke his servant.
我想我们都喜欢赏赐，对不对？
I think we all like the reward.
我们不喜欢被遭受责备。
We don't like to be rebuked.
那么这个这圣经里头跟我们讲赏赐的秘诀在哪里？
And what is the secret of the reward?
赏赐乃是在最小的事上有忠心。
And it is to be faithful in the least of things.
那赏赐是什么？
So what is this reward?
不是就是不做工了啊。
Not that we won't do any work anymore.
而是有更多的工作机会给我们。
But to have more opportunity to work.
秘诀是忠心。
The secret is to be faithful.
什么叫做忠心？
What do you mean by faithful?
我们什么时候要忠心？
When should we be faithful?
忠心就另外一个字。
The other word for faithfulness.
以后我们教通道就是信靠主。
Is to trust the Lord.
因为 这个中心的这个 faithful 这个根字根就是就是信心 faith.
And the roots of this word faithful is faith.
经常在圣经里头，你觉得啊，圣经提到最中心的人是谁吗？
Do you know when the Bible talk about faithful person, who would that be?
几位是哪一位是最忠心的？
Who's the most faithful one?
除了耶稣基督以外，
apart from our Lord Jesus Christ,
哪一位最忠心的？
Who?
啊，摩西，
Moses.
对不对？摩西是一个最忠，他是怎么忠心的？
Yes, he's the most faithful servant of God.
忠心的意思，什么时候要忠心？
When should we be faithful?
到觉得不能忠心的时候，我们需要忠心。
And when we feel like we cannot be faithful, we need to be faithful.
整个犹太的民族，他们对于神没有信心，所以他们不敢进迦南地。
The whole tribe of Israelites, they had no faith in God, then they would not dare to get into the land of Canaan.
所以在民数记的第十四章里头啊，那个有几节的圣经节，我们可以看一下，我们可以读一下。
So, in the book of Numbers, there are a few verses we can read from that.
以色列人，比如说十四章第二节，以色列人众人向摩西亚人发言。
Numbers chapter 14.
他说：“我们巴不得我们死在埃及地，而不是死在旷野。”
And they were saying that we rather die in Egypt than in the wilderness.
你要知道，犹太人经常的一个举动就是拿起石头来要打人。
And they were so they want to use the stone to throw at them.
那么摩西亚人很可能就被他们用石头打死。
And Moses was very possible that he will be stoned by all these Israelites.
但是摩西有一个秘诀。
But Moses had this one secret.
他的谦卑。
That his humbleness.
下面就讲到他的忠心。
I'm talking about his faithfulness.
他第五节告诉我们，摩西亚伦就匍匐在以色列全会众面前。
And then Moses and Aaron they will come before the whole assembly of Israelites.
他不是站着。
And
he's
not standing. Oh,
he's not standing there. 他是趴着,
he was bowing down on the ground.
一方面来讲是敬拜主。
In one sense, he's worshipping the Lord.
另一方面来讲, 他是谦卑到底。
In another sense, that he's really humble to the extreme.
有时候我们觉得唯一耶稣就同钉十字架，那老是钉来钉去钉不死。
And sometimes we said we are nailed with Christ, but then we were never nailed to death.
但是主，如果我们真的有真实的信心的时候，我们不只是死，因为我们要死透了。
And if we really have faith, not only we need to die, but die to the end.
人的尽头成了神的起头。
Because the end of man will be the beginning of God.
他伏在神面前，他为以色列人祷告。
So he was bowing before God and praying for the Israelites.
他在提醒，因为我提醒神。
He reminded God.
他说：“你把这些以色列人从埃及领出来，然后把他们击杀在旷野，那岂不是那个埃及人为这个事情，他们岂不是要讥笑你
？”He said, "You took all these Israelites out of Egypt and then killed them in the wilderness. When the Egyptian will mock at you."
这个是摩西的忠心。
And this is the faithfulness of Moses.
但希伯来书告诉我们，有一位比摩西还要忠心的。
The book of Hebrews tells us that one who is more faithful than Moses.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that's our Lord Jesus Christ.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
He came to his own town, but then they would not accept him.
他在地上的时候遭受许许多多的拦阻，许许多的难处。
And he had faced many difficulties and undeserved.
特别是那个华利赛人的祭司跟长老。
Especially the Pharisee and the high priest.
跟他敌对。
And they were against him.
跟他辩论。
They would debate him.
甚至要击杀他。
And even to the point to kill him.
但我们的主是最忠心的神。
But our Lord is the most faithful one.
圣经里头告诉我们，他就向着耶路撒冷，就是至死也不回头。
And the Bible tells us that he just go toward Jerusalem without turning back.
到耶路撒冷就是要钉十字架。
And to be nailed on the cross in Jerusalem.
要成就神的救恩。
to accomplish the will, the salvation of God.
今天你我才有永远的盼望。
So that we can have this hope today.
今天主也是要做同样的呼召。
Today God will do the same calling.
乃是在最小的事上有忠心。
It's to be faithful in the least of things.
最近我跟一个弟兄有点交通。
Lately, I was fellowship with another brother.
在提到那个福音组，就提到那个信心，也是提到啊，给一个小子一杯凉水，不得不得赏赐。
And we remember talking about in if we give a cup of water to the least of the brothers.
因为这个一杯凉水是一个小事。
And it seems like just a little thing to do.
但是我觉得有一件事是非常有亮光的。
But then some, they had a lot of revelation out of this.
当他们遇见主的时候
as they see the Lord,
主说 你不是在我饥渴的时候、你来 帮助我解渴，那么但是这个人却自己说我没有啊。
And when the Lord said, when I was thirsty, you come and give me a cup. And this man said, no, I didn't do that.
因为他专注意到神的身上，专注意到弟兄姊妹的身上，以至于到一个地步舍己忘了自己。
Because he was focusing on the needs of this little one, so he forgot about himself.
我想一个叫自己脱离痛苦的一个秘诀是什么？
So what is the secret to be away from your own suffering?
当我们给一杯凉水给一个弟兄姊妹的时候，
When we give a little cup of water to least of the brothers,
当把主的爱给他们的时候，
when we give them the love of the Lord,
我们就要消失在主的爱中，
then we will live in the love of the Lord.
因为主就要脱去背负你我的重担，
and God will put away the burdens that was upon us.
那么你我就要更多的像主，
and then we'll be more like Christ.
那你我的重担也不晓得什么时候到哪里去了。
And the burdens that we have, we wouldn't know where did it go.
这个小事上的忠心。
To be faithful in little things.
也许是一个祷告。
Maybe it's a prayer.
一个代祷。
Maybe a supplication.
为生命的弟兄姊妹祷告。
We pray for those who are sick.
也许是探望一位福音的朋友或弟兄姊妹。
Maybe a visitation to a person seeking the Lord.
这个小事上的忠心，也许你是做 babysitter。
Maybe you are a little thing as babysitting.
这个小事上中，也许你是在厨房里头服侍神的。
Maybe a little thing in serving the Lord in the kitchen.
今天小事上中心，也许你是帮忙修东西的，在会所里头。
Maybe a little thing as repairing some things at the church.
主说你是为着我而做。
And the Lord said you are doing it for me.
但是神恩待我们。
May God have grace upon us.
我想这个是主的恩典，这是我交通的第一部分。
And this is the first part what I want to share about the grace of the Lord.
在下一次的交通里头，我跟要着重借着恩典，借着信心，我们怎么样在服事里头来服事我们的神。
And next time maybe I'll share in by the grace of God how we can serve the Lord in faith.
感谢神恩待我们。
May God have grace upon us.
把耶稣基督的托付给我们。
And what our Lord had entrusted us,
叫我们的银子天天增加，
that our silver will increase every day,
叫我们天天的更像耶稣，
that we'll be more like our Lord every day,
也把人引到主耶稣基督面前来，
to attract people to our Lord Jesus Christ,
把折旧人数加添在你我的身这个教会的里头。
So those who believe will increase daily in this church.
我们在主的恩典的里头能够有忠心。
That we will be faithful in the grace of our Lord.
像 A.B. Simpson 所说的，
just like A.B. Simpson had said,
纵然伴侣都失败，
even all the companion had failed.
求你叫我能够显明我的忠心。
That you will reveal my faithfulness to you.
这个是我们诗歌里头所说的话。
This is the song that
was the words of the song.
For time's sake, I'll stop here.
让神祝福他自己的话。
May God bless His own words.